The adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a 3-year-old and a 10-month-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old.
So, Jeff, you've mentioned previously that your first-person shooter skills aren't necessarily up to snuff, but that's the virtual world.
Right.
How about in real life?
Yeah, so testing them in real-world scenarios. For my 8-year-old's birthday, we had a laser tag party, and I will say I conquered 12 8-year-olds.
I beat those 8-year-olds to a pulp. All right.
In this laser tag, it wasn't even a competition. There was nothing there for them. They just ran around like idiots, and I was just popping shot in them.
They had no strategy.
Nothing.
They had no skills.
They had nothing. Yeah, no, man. It was totally different to kind of be in there. I've played laser tag with my son before, but never hosting a birthday party. And again, a dozen kids in there, a dozen 8-year-olds running around, and a couple smaller ones. And when we were in there and it's all the black light, all the funky colors and the music going and beats pumping and everything, as a 30-plus-year-old,
felt right at home.
I felt right at home, and I felt like I needed to take the top spot. So I ended up just clobbering these kids, and I didn't even, like, you know how I don't, like, for those who have come out of laser tag, you come out with points and they give you a little score sheet on who you tagged, who you died by, this whole little thing. It's actually quite detailed, like your accuracy mm-hmm. and all that. So after this game where I dominated everybody, I walked out and continued to set up the party. Like, the pizza was coming, and then we would go back in for another game. So I was in the room doing stuff, and my wife was talking with our neighbor, and they're like, wow, Jude says he's in first place. So I got my son, and he was really confident that it was him at the top spot. So,
oh no.
My wife is like, no, I think something, like, maybe there's like a gentleman's agreement where, you know, they don't shoot the birthday boy, and, you know, he got to shoot them or something like that.
There's no way my son is top place. Right. Don't worry about that.
So my neighbor's like, no, give him some credit. Like, just, you never know. Like, maybe he's really good at it. And then my wife asked me just in passing, and I'm like, oh no, that was me. Like,
oh, goodness, no. I mopped the floor with those kids. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
If you look at the accuracy on the printouts, it's like me at like 50% and these kids at like 2, 1%, 0.9, because they're just in there like blasting everything, like not hitting anything at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Blasting walls and stuff. So it was fun. And the second game we got in there, a few parents joined. So I had a little competition. So it was fun. It was a good time. So parents had fun. The kids had a good time. And I was hot, sweaty out of that thing. Like, it's a lot of running around. I don't have the energy for this anymore. So.
Is it the exact same event that we remembered as kids? Like, has laser tag changed at all?
Nope, hasn't changed. Not at all. Like, there's no other real tech to it. Like, maybe the guns have changed. They have, like, a little screen that says when you hit something. But that's about it.
That's the same. Like, it's an unbelievably heavy vest, like a surprisingly heavy vest.
Like Kevlar.
A gun that's tethered to you.
Yep.
And it's kind of slightly futuristic, a little screen that shows you when you've hit.
Yep.
I just remember being awful at it. Like, it just felt like, well, it felt like my gun was broken, which is honestly, this
oh,
is a
sure,
perfect parallel.
My gun's broken.
No,
sure.
It felt like it was not. I suck. Like, no qualms about that. But it always felt like I could never hit anything to save my life. Like, I'm looking directly at your target and just this hit, and I hit it and I hit it, and then you shoot off into the ceiling and somehow my vest starts vibrating. It's exactly like first-person shooters.
Yeah.
Where it's the exact experience where I headshotted you 4 times
and
you
nothing.
Shot my foot and I'm dead.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
That's exactly our Fortnite experience except in real life.
That's right. Well,
but also
that kind of trained me for this experience. So I got in there. I got a couple good games in. Granted, I do need to go against somebody my own age, but I'll take a win.
New dad business idea.
Right.
Laser tag.
Yes.
But Fortnite themed.
See, like a battle royale kind of thing?
Or battle
just
royale.
Yeah.
Or just even call it Fortnite. I guess you can't call it the exact one, so it's the Bort
Bite. Fortnite?
Bort Bite. Now, you can't necessarily build anything, but you could have pre-built ones, or maybe it's built already, kind of like a stairwell, but you can only access it if you go up with your gun and press the secondary trigger.
Oh, yep.
You know what I mean? Then you can access it.
Yep.
No, you can't really destruct anything. But either way, it's perfect, because kids wouldn't understand. Kids wouldn't know laser tag.
They would have no clue. No.
And it's like, hey, kid, do you like this Fortnite situation on your phone? Well, boy, do I have an actual game for you.
That's and then right. Though I do wish that they somehow expanded on this laser tag in the 2-3 decades that I've seen it around. Like, you could have, like, you know, like a capture the flag, like as a digital beeper that you get and you have to run across the map or the studio. because it's all like either two or three teams against each other, and it kind of gets old when you go in there. We had three games, so it was kind of like a game, pizza, a game, cupcakes, and then back in to finish it out. And people, I will say the limit for laser tag with 12, 8-year-olds is two games. Because the third game, people are like getting angry at each other, right? They're starting to develop vendettas.
Well, they're all sugared up too. So they're grease laden, they're sugar laden, they're tired.
Ready to go.
That's just a recipe.
Yep. So
it was so perfect up until the third.
Yeah.
What happened? We flew too close to the sun.
That is my recommendation. A new dead recommendation. Two games of laser tag.
Yeah, they had not thought of laser tag for years. And the fact it's a little bizarre, and it's a shame almost that it's just exactly the same. Like, not wireless guns.
No.
Not two guns, the same Kevlar pack on your back.
It would be even interesting to have different types of guns, but maybe that's too much for kids. Like, I don't know. Like, even like like different blasters, or maybe one's like a medic. That would be cool. I don't know.
That'd be pretty sweet. Yeah, like, or just parallel it more to games. Like, these kids are right in the meta as far as video games. Like, up yourself. Yeah, like, you keep getting killed, but then you can go into a corner which has a med pack, and then it...
maybe it's a little bit, I don't know. Is it too much like war at that point? But
yeah. Possibly.
But no, like, make it fun. Like, maybe, like, I don't know, the guy starts blinking and you have to go catch the blinking guy because he's got shot. I don't know.
Yeah, then you get top healer.
Yeah.
Or Overwatch themed.
So Overwatch themed would be there you go. There's your mercy.
Mercy, or even, like, you get ultimates so that if you're able to, you have this widespread, if you can see anybody in your sight and you shoot and you have your ultimate and kill them all.
It's like auto-done, yeah. See,
or I payload. Think we have a payload. Imagine if it was a payload and there's, like, this item moving across. Do you know when I say payload from Overwatch?
Yeah.
Are you familiar? Yeah. Okay. I'm assuming all gaming dads know it. It's classic. So there's an item you have to, as long as no enemies are there, it moves this item, this tank, this car, whatever it is, moves across the map to a destination. But as soon as there's an enemy there, it doesn't move. So you have to be there, you have to defend it, it has to move. Imagine in laser tag, it's like an actual physical block or something that's going across. Man, look at these ideas.
I think we have a lot of ideas here that we need to put into motion. I think it will be a hit. Come on.
Okay, so everybody listening, we'll be starting a Kickstarter. For this great new laser tag idea. Yeah. Laser tag in the future. Bort Bite.
Be part of the new wave of laser tag.
I'm sure Epic has enough money to build a couple for us. Just on a LARF, right?
Just a break. Come on.
So we want to make a call out. We got an excellent message from a gaming dad this week by way of email through the website. Thanks so much. So this is for gaming dad Matthew. And man, what a fantastic series of games he mentions. So we had apparently mentioned Bushido Blade 1 and 2.
Yes.
Why on earth have they not done that game again?
Why haven't they? It's like, it was by Square at that time, right? Squaresoft? I don't understand Squaresoft sometimes. I wish...
I can't think of any... I'm sure there was something. I can almost think that For Honor was a little close in that it was dueling.
Yeah.
And I think you didn't have 1,000 hits necessarily. Mm-hmm. But it's just not the same. Bushido Blade 1 and 2, if you remember back from like 1997, it was samurai dueling one-hit kills generally, as long as you had like an organ. Although I think you mentioned, like, if you hit an arm...
You hit an arm, it would just kind of go limp. Or you would have very, like, little movement with it. Like you would in a samurai fight that you got slashed with. So,
I don't know. And then these awesome scenes from old ancient Japan, and there's bamboo forests. Yes. That the bamboo trees are falling down as you're doing taking these big swipes.
Yeah, as you cut through them.
And how much of a badass did you feel like when you got that one hit on the other samurai and dropped him? Like, it was just masterful.
Yeah. And I don't know why they haven't remastered this game. I'm calling for it. I think a lot of other new dads are calling for it. You're remastering everything else. Come on. Just give us Bushido.
Remaster, or just even a new version of it.
Or, yeah, like, a new take on it, on that system where it was, you know, a 2D fighter, or not a 2D fighter, but a fighting system that has a damage component to it that's not just hit points or a power bar.
Yeah. And all the modern trappings, which could be great. So online play.
Yes.
Competitive scene.
Yep.
Like, think about the environments you could now do with modern consoles. Like,
oh, yeah.
Come on, guys.
Again, great ideas. Bushido. Let's do this.
Yeah, the only other thing I think, too, if they ever do pull the trigger on a PS1 Mini.
Yes.
That had better be on it.
I agree. I am down for that, and other games that are of that nature, like Tenchu and all those other games that have seemed to be kind of forgotten.
Oh, Tenchu, right? In some ways, that's kind of been superseded by Assassin's Creed, but it's an entirely different feel. It's not the same, right? something about that clunkiness, too. When you're just like a series of blocks kind of running around. Right.
Yeah.
It increases
that's
your
the
tension.
Charm you're talking about. It's the charm.
Yeah, but he goes on to say, have we talked about Subnautica or Warframe? Now, Subnautica, we've probably touched upon very lightly. I have played it. I own it.
Yeah, I own it as well.
Awesome concept. It's Minecraft under the ocean, in the sea. Minecraft underwater. Survival game, building out a underwater base. Like, the depth of it, I only started to realize from review videos and other things. Like, there's vehicles you can eventually get. There's lava places. You can descend into basically the earth and find all this lava stuff, which is incredible. It's an interesting experience when you've kind of sampled the game for a while, got a good feel for it. Yeah. But then somebody gives you that kind of end game state. And you're like, that's how far this goes?
Yeah.
Like, I thought it already seemed huge when I was just putzing around, but you're telling me like you can go
It's part of the allure and the issue with new dads in that game too, because my kids love it because they kind of just swim around and you can build your own little base and stuff. But that game goes deep as as much as it can.
Dad pun.
There's a lot to that game. There's a whole other like alien mystery and why your ship got, you know, shot down into this water world and what's there and what lives there. And so it's a good one to explore, but yeah, you need some time to sink into that one for the narrative.
Yeah. But I would agree with Matt though, as far as it being a good dad game in the sense that firstly kids can watch it because it's,
yeah, you can hop in, hop out kind of thing too. Yeah.
Quick plays, hop in, hop out. Like, it's non violent or confrontational for the kids. If they want to play around, it's ocean. So it's, I don't want to call it educational, but it's in the educational space where it's exploration under the sea, which is, you know, scientific in nature. So it's kind of a cool one to share with them. So, as soon as we have time, we should totally dive into that.
I'll dive in. There you go. Yes.
Oh, again. That wasn't on purpose.
That wasn't even there. Yes.
Off the cuff. It's so deep. You need to dive in. Look at us. Now, the other one he mentioned too was Warframe. Now,
yeah.
I think we need to issue this as a gaming dad challenge.
Oh, you're doing that, eh? Yeah, official challenge?
Warframe? I think this is the gaming dad challenge, because much like Fortnite, I think the two of us should dive into this one. It is a free title.
Yep.
It is a title that has received incredible praise across the internet. I think it used to be a fairly bad learning curve and a little bit hard to kind of get into. I think they've really polished those edges off. And you watch some of the reviews of it, and people are really glowing about it. It is very much free-to-play Destiny.
Okay.
Right? And a free-to-play done well. I have not heard anybody really complain about the free-to-play model that they're employing.
Okay. Well, let's give it a shot and see if Warframe kind of lives up to everybody's expectations and ours, and see if it's a good dad game to jump in.
Yeah. I've never played it. Have you ever played it?
I have never played it.
It looks so confusing. Like, you talked about Overwatch having just 1,000 things on screen.
Yeah,
this seems even worse.
Well,
because it's not even colorful and cheery. It's like dark and dank and like Cybertron. Like it seems a little intense.
This makes it so much better. So yeah, I think we should hop in and let everybody know about our experiences.
Yeah. So stay tuned, folks. Next week we will report back, unless terrible dad situations pushes it a week or two. But we will attempt as best we can to get a couple games out of that to see if Warframe is dad friendly. I get to if it's along the lines of so budget is because of course it's free and it's a non-obtrusive free to play model as far as payments go. So budget's well. If it's a little bit like Destiny, I've vouched for that before as missions and hop in, hop out.
You have.
So I'm feeling pretty positive about it. I'm a little scared. I'm a little scared.
It's a little new. I'm not sure. It's a little new.
So we're going to have to see how that one goes. So thanks for the reach out, Matthew. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear.
Now, much like Matthew is a fantastic gaming dad, there are many great gaming dads out there, and some of these gaming dads win Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. Now, this week's Gaming Dad Victory goes to Joey, and in a classic Gaming Dad move, showing his son the games of his youth. Jeff, if you want to go ahead and run us through the photo of what we're looking at here.
Yeah, so it's a photo of his son in front of a NES Mini playing the old school Donkey Kong.
Old school Donkey Kong.
He is in for a ride. If I remember correctly, that gets pretty hard pretty quickly. So
yeah, have you ever progressed more than one or two levels?
For the life of me, cannot remember how far I've gotten in that game. Because all the levels are very similar.
Yeah.
And it's just something that I think maybe broke me as a kid. I'm not sure. I never completed it. So
I don't think I've ever gotten through two or three. Because at some point the fire starts showing up. Like everything starts moving faster. Like I never really was able to get my hands on it. I remember always leaving it in frustration.
Yep. Well, at least the old one. I remember they redid it for Game Boy, and I beat that one pretty easily.
So that's not the real one then.
It's not the real one. It was updated probably to make it a little easier because as I recall, these things, like they start putting the little hammers kind of just out of reach before that barrel comes down. So all the best to him. I'm sure he'll have many hours to conquer this thing. He looks pretty focused on it. So
tell you that the best part will be like if you put them through this rigorous gaming training, you get them through these old classics and you get them used to that level of difficulty.
Yeah.
And then you put them into modern games?
Well, yeah.
They'll just breeze through.
It's like a piece of cake, yeah.
What are these modern games? What is this like? What is this chump game? I don't have to worry about this one. But yeah, another great vote, I think, for the Nintendo Mini making their ways into gaming dads' homes because it between the gaming dads themselves getting to experience their old nostalgia games, the introduction to the kids seems to be a winner every single time.
Yeah.
So kudos to the Gaming Dad Victory and for giving his son the proper gaming history education, starting him on a good gaming path. Joey has won the Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. Well done. If you would like to be nominated or know somebody else deserving, please reach out to us from our website, newdadgaming.com.
And new dads, listen up as we go over this week's highlights and what happened in the world of gaming. Coming soon, or shipping soon, to get pre-orders is now outlawed in Germany. That's right, for any retailer to sell a pre-order for a product or a software license, the reseller must specify the exact date on which that product will be delivered. Germany is known for all these consumer rights, and this kind of further tightens those restrictions for companies to sell their products, hopefully setting an example for some other countries and even some game developers to sit up and take notice. And more nostalgia from old PC games. Tropico publisher Calypso Media has secured all rights to the highly acclaimed Commando series. The tactical action game of the late 90s and early 2000s was pretty well received when released, and Calypso talks of developing completely new games for all platforms, as well as adaptations or remasters for the current tech, which basically means old games on your iPad. But if anyone's interested in the World War II strategy game, stay tuned for a new line of Commandos games coming hopefully soon. And remember that horror game PT that was released on PS4 and then completely unreleased from existence by Konami? Well, a fan by the name of Keemsar built the entire game with the Unreal Engine on PC, featuring every gruesome detail from the original. Well, Konami struck again and shut down the fan project pretty quickly. But here's the real horrifying part. Konami has allegedly offered Keemstar an internship of an unknown length at their company. Hopefully Keemstar doesn't meet the same fate like Konami's previous employees, like Kojima, and we hope that his talents will be put to good use on some good games. And probably the best VR game I've ever heard of, ever, Mario Kart VR Arcade Experience will be coming to London, UK in August. Currently, Mario Kart VR is in a limited release in Tokyo, Japan, where users are immersed in flying Koopa shells and virtual banana peels racing as either Mario, Peach, Luigi, or Yoshi. And instead of using buttons to grab those power-ups or banana skins, they must physically pluck them from the environment. It all sounds like a perfect VR system seller if ever Nintendo were to dabble in the field, but in the meantime, the new devs hope that this arcade experience crosses over here, where we can fling VR red shells at each other on Rainbow Road. And Overwatch is coming to your TV. Actually, ESPN, Disney, and ABC family of networks have a multi-year broadcast deal that includes Overwatch League playoffs, the Season 1 grand finale, and Season 2 all next year. ESPN is not new to showing esports, but this is the first time all networks have come together for a multi-year agreement. All in all, it can only help to grow esports in the mainstream media, and we'll see how many viewers tune in to watch Overwatch. And game releases for this week, with some highlights including Earthfall for PS4, Xbox, and PC, Sonic Mania for Switch, PS4, and Xbox, Octopath Traveler for the Switch, and Captain Toad Treasure Tracker for 3DS and the Switch. That's it for the gaming news for this week. Catch a nap and tune in next time for another update.
Now, is there any way Mario Kart VR comes to PSVR?
Oh, wouldn't that be... That would be the ultimate.
You can, we can answer that saying no.
No, that's a straight up no.
Of course not, but the... Yeah, I've seen... I was incredibly surprised to hear about that. Something up when... I hope all the new dads have seen the video of this Mario Kart experience.
Yes,
it's just not, it is exactly what you think, and it's probably better than what you think if you haven't seen it. Well, it's just really, true to life is the wrong way to put it for a Mario Kart game, but
I really know what you mean, like, right? It's really clean. It looks like the Mario world,
and the actions, like you very much like you said in the news there, where they're throwing up their hands to grab the items and then hurling physical. Seems wild. Like, it's very ambitious. And when I saw it, like I said, I thought it was just like a one lap tech demo to show off some technology. But to hear that that's official, actually licensed and you can play it, apparently, like it's actually coming to various places. That is so cool.
Yeah, reportedly online, a lot of people that have played it have been blown away by that experience. So I can only imagine being immersed in that little world, going around, throwing shells.
Now, have you dabbled in any of the cart titles that do exist for PSVR? I think there's about two or three that have come around.
No, the only I've done racing titles, but no cart ones, which would be an interesting take, I guess.
Yeah, it might behoove us to give those a shot at some time, but yeah. I'd seen a few and I was kind of curious about the over-the-top kind of action of it. Like, the amount of things that are going on seems like it'd almost be kind of tricky to keep tabs on. Like imagine when you get hit from something from behind. Like, they can't have you spin.
Oh, can you imagine that? It would just be barf everywhere. Maybe just have people...
I don't think any amount of, VR legs is going to prepare you for that
No.
I think there'd have to be a lot of concessions, but we'll see. Like you, very much like you mentioned as well, like, I'd love to see that come across to North America here so we can get our butts in those seats and give that a shot.
That's right. We'll have a streaming episode from there.
Live from the arcade. Remember arcades?
Yeah. Hey, kids.
I'll tell you one thing. So, I think... Quite a number of episodes ago, we featured Mohammed, who had that incredible gaming bar, Ready Player One, down in Detroit.
Oh, right. Mohammed, yes, that's right.
If you really want to set that bar on fire, you see what you can do about getting that Mario VR experience into the bar. That's that would guarantee success, absolutely.
Yeah.
Can't be that hard, right?
We got another idea, right? This show has all been about ideas. We just need the capital to start it.
This has been the entrepreneurial version of New Dad's Gaming. Getting ourselves into the system. Now that I'm trying to recall, I know you talked about before, had you gone through PT when that was a demo?
I tried. You know what? I really tried, but that game is scary, like psychologically scary. Have you ever played it? Because this thing is, it will screw with your mind.
I was watching a playthrough of it, which is kind of, it really lessens it. So it's kind of not fair in the sense that because of the commentary.
Yeah, and you're a little bit, I guess you're not really interacting. So there's no, I don't know, you're not afraid of certain things because you're not doing those actions. Like I can see it. I've watched a couple of playthroughs myself and hilarious too, because the commentary is usually a person scared out of their mind. So.
But did they have that for VR as well?
No, but I think somebody ported it to have it in VR, like at least for a brief moment in time.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
It
does.
That
sounds worse than Resident Evil.
It was horrible in 2D, so I can only imagine in VR or any sort of other environment how that would play on your soul. Because Kojima and Del Toro are pretty...
They're masters of their craft,
right? And to get them in the same room together and make this game, which was supposed to be like a preemptive Silent Hills, was nuts. And it was, again, it was a great like little teaser. So,
oh, the buzz was just, it was deafening.
Yeah.
The internet was on fire. Like gamers everywhere were just losing their minds.
Yeah.
And then the reveal at the end, like it. The problem is, like, it's so tainted because on the one side, it was so incredible. It was such a wild moment. It was such a natural viral moment where something was so striking that it just took everybody's attention.
Yeah. And the whole like history of it too, right? With it being pulled and stuff kind of made that
that's the thing
a little more. So.
But it's kind of tainted though, because like then the inevitable memory that comes from that is like, oh yeah. And then they canceled it and they treated Kojima like garbage and he
yeah.
You know what I mean, and that game got canceled. You'll never see another
never.
Good yeah. Silent Hill game. And so what a shame. But anyway, good on that guy. That's interesting that he got an internship, and who knows, he's a secret, he's gonna revive the whole thing.
It's gonna I be hope fine. So there you go, maybe they'll yeah come back with something bigger.
We're rooting for you. And perennial gaming dad favorite Overwatch just continues its, well, meteoric rise might be a bit hyperbolic, but as far as a game that continues to seem to be reaching mainstream esports appeal,
yeah,
keeps trudging on. Like that was what were all the networks that you mentioned?
It was
like
ESPN with Disney and all the ABC family of networks. So whatever they own, this thing will most likely touch. So
yeah, one thing that the gaming dads on the you know, that have talked to the show have mentioned, it's not so much even just playing the game, which is awesome and it's a great family friendly title. There's also that watching the esports with their kids, like watching the show, the matches with their kids and participating in it that way. So to hear now it's going to continue to just keep broadening out and like reaching out
yeah.
to bigger audience. Like the, I don't know if you, every now and then you'll see a snapshot somewhere online where it's, hey, I'm at this bar in Cincinnati, and they have the baseball game on, and they have Owl on. It's amazing.
Yeah, and really the only negative I've seen online from this was that it's not a very exciting thing to watch, though I've never watched it, so I can't fully comment on that, but...
Well, there you go. So there's the second New Dad Gaming Challenge. We have... We're going to be looking to play Warframe, and we're going to be looking to watch a couple matches of Owl.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how it looks, if it's exciting or people wanting to, you know, go on the Twitch stream and throw emotes everywhere instead of watching it on their big screen. Who knows?
Yeah. Now I remember I had asked, or it was a soft challenge when I put it to you to try Overwatch or
yes.
the free version Paladins.
Right.
I don't suppose you tried Paladins or played any Overwatch.
I haven't, but it is on my list. It is on my list. I will.
Okay.
I will try and find Paladins and hook that up and see, because I've played Overwatch. not a lot, but multiple times to kind of get a feel for it. I don't know if it's my bag. There's a lot going on, like I've said before. It's very fast.
if nothing else, just the... But look, with your recent victories in laser tag, like, you should just be enthused. Like, you're apparently great at first-person shooters.
It's very true. You know, I do employ, like, an aerial kind of perspective on stuff where I'm jumping from, you know, third to second floor and whipping around with my ninja stars, so... No, I'm good. I will try it again. I will try it again. Maybe mix some patterns in there.
So if any gaming dads listening have some particularly insightful owl matches that they could send to us, I think it would behoove us to try to watch some of the online play and see if we can get hype for it.
Yeah, I'm just interested in how they do it. So, like, is it everybody's perspective or what? So it'd be kind of neat to see how they work that.
Yeah. Like, have you watched any competitive esports? Specifically, you decided to log on to watch something because you're interested?
Not real time. So I've seen clips of past matches. That's kind of how that rolls for me. But I've never tuned in live to watch something, which I can totally see the appeal of it. It's like any sports, really. It's just you don't know who's going to win or pull it out or what. So,
well, even for the clips, like, what had drawn you in?
Just like almost like the fanfare around it, like the grandiose, you know, these are, I guess, like masters of this game, right? They have nailed down everything. I remember watching, I think, Global Offensive or that Counter-Strike, CSGO kind of thing. God, it's been a while. And just the amount of tactics these guys employ, on a team is mind-boggling. I've never had that connection to any other person online where you're doing those squad tactics to win a top prize. So, and they're masters at what they're doing, and it's neat to see that in a gaming world. Like, their trigger fingers are so well-defined on the mouse click actions and key bindings, and I have none of that stuff, no knowledge of that stuff, so it's neat to see that stuff go.
It's one of the most fascinating things, I think, with the high-level gaming, where it's the ability is table stakes. Like, your ability to move well, like, move very efficiently through the map, to have pitch-perfect aim. Like, your aim is just, like, 99%.
Spot on, yes.
That's the basics. Like, that's that's very much just...
Yeah.
That's how you even consider it. And then everything else is very much the strategy, the thinking, like, the getting into your opponent's head, knowing what your opponents are going to do. So I've noticed that with, like, Hearthstone, for instance, where knowing how to play your deck is, like, 40%.
Mm.
And I'm talking, like, really mastering your deck. Okay, like, the best way to play this deck and, like, these cards, I have to do this, 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 and this.
Right.
Like, you have to master it, and then the vast majority is thinking about what the other person's going to do. It's like, okay, what deck is this guy likely running? And because he's running that deck, he's got these things, which means he's probably going to do, you know, you're thinking like four moves ahead. And that's with a slow-moving game like Hearthstone. It's like a quiet game of chess compared to something like Overwatch, where it's rockets and hamster balls flying around the entire time.
Yeah, and even that has its own, right? Like, everybody has their own sense of strategy, and how they employ that across teammates and keep that connection going through a live match, that's a lot of pressure and a lot of changing variables at once. And I think if anybody stuck a camera in my home while I was playing one of those games, they'd see frustration. They would see frustration and anger.
It's going to be interesting if, as opposed to driving our kids to the hockey tournament or the baseball tournament, which I very much hope we do too.
Yeah.
Or soccer tournaments more likely.
Yeah.
It'll be driving them to the e-tournament where, you know, Dad, me and my team are competing at on esports, so come on.
That would be neat.
They need my tracer. That'd be pretty... Man, that's actually super exciting when I think about
it. I was about to say, I'm seeing the little glint of hope in your eyes. Just, help, we can do this.
Yeah. You train them, Dad, out. I want to shoot basketball. No, Here's your mouse and keyboard. Let's get those fingers rolling. Let's get this click rate up, buddy. But I don't know. If it keeps on going in kind of local tournaments and stuff like that, like Hearthstone, for instance, again, like, it's going to be releasing a tournament mode. where you can kind of just run a tournament.
Hmm.
I'm not sure of all the specifics, but I've heard at least that much of it. So the thought that you can kind of run a smaller local one and your friends can go.
Yeah.
When I was looking into, you know, I have that kind of secret dad wish of doing, of going and competing in a small tournament with Street Fighter.
Yes, you do have that wish. No one knows about that, though.
Just this podcast and like a couple hundred of our closest friends.
Right.
And yeah, it'd be, there's some appeal about that, like showing up and you sit on down and it's classic kind of tournament rank, like a tournament like you did when you were a kid.
Yeah.
I'm just saying just to not lose one round, Jeff.
Yeah. No.
To go to a tournament setting and just not lose the entire thing.
I hear you. You're like that old movie, The Wizard, where he beats Super Mario 3 in front of everybody. Like he has the power.
Except he's a, you know, 35-year-old with two kids.
Hey, yeah. Anybody can do it. Come on.
Yeah. I am the wizard.
Yes.
Jeez, I haven't touched that game in a long time. the backlog still exists.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
True.
And now we're gonna be hooked on Warframe this week.
That's right. We're gonna try that out and come back.
Stay tuned, everybody. And we're gonna watch an owl match.
Yes. You're just loading on the homework. I didn't think
Hey, this podcast was just supposed to be about games and kids, man. I know. Like, what's going on?
Come on. I'm down for it.
So that's it. As I said, gaming dads out there, if you have any good Warframe videos for us to kind of get ourselves into it, send it along. If I have noticed there's actually a fair bit of loot coming out of Twitch Prime.
Okay.
Which, so I'm an Amazon Prime subscriber. That means I get Twitch Prime for free. And because of that, I get a bunch of loot and everything. Apparently, there's a bunch of Warframe stuff on there. So
you're going to walk in like already overpowered or something?
It's going to be, I think it's cosmetic. It's going to be just like pink sequins.
Yeah, but you're going to have a cool hat and I'm going to have nothing. I'm going to have the default skin. This is Fortnite all over again.
That's right, because I had, when we did our dad experiment, I had all this like Amazon swag
for my Fortnite nothing. Guy.
Didn't help at all.
Default guy.
Died a lot. So any videos, gaming dads, you can send us for Warframe and any particular owl matches that is really accommodating, like some of the greatest showings from owl, we'd be appreciative for seeing that because we'd love to start with the creme of the creme as we dive into that too. But we got to get off of this. We got a lot of homework this week for these gaming dads. So let's wrap it up there. Thank you everybody so much for listening. This has been New Dad Gaming. Now, if you'd like to get a hold of us, you can find us at our website, newdadgaming.com, as well as all the social media sites. The podcast itself, you can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. I would really appreciate a subscription, a like, and a pass along to any new dad who games. Until next week, my name is Trevor, and I have a 3-year-old and a 10-month-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old.
And which one of them will be the owl pro? Which one? There can be only one.
That's right.
Can I go to soccer?
No.
No. No. You can be a hamster ball on Overwatch if you like.
That's right. You know, try this.
Not in this house. All right, everybody. See you next week.
See you later.